is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. Five people injured by gunfire, three in car crashes after a gunman opens fire on a freeway in a rural area south of Lexington, Kentucky. Reporter Samantha Valentino.
Governor Beshear taking quickly to social media saying, quote, Kentucky, we are aware of a shooting on I-75 in Laurel County. Law enforcement has shut the interstate down in both directions at exit 49. Please avoid the area.
The gunman is still on the loose. With a presidential election fast approaching, Republican nominee Donald Trump campaigned Saturday in Wisconsin. Democratic nominee Kamala Harris is in Pittsburgh. CBS's Weijia Jiang.
Vice President Harris has been camped out here in Pittsburgh since Thursday, underscoring how critical this state is. When she takes on former President Trump for the debate on Tuesday night in Philadelphia, it will be the first time these two ever meet face to face.
The 14-year-old boy accused of fatally shooting four people at a Georgia school remains behind bars. But CBS's Dave Malkoff says that's not the only turmoil schools are facing.
Since Wednesday's tragedy, there have been a wave of threats across Georgia. Law enforcement officials have now arrested more than 13 juveniles and one adult accused of making threats to schools in at least eight different counties. Friday, the FBI deemed the majority of the social media threats non-credible and warned posts like these will be investigated and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
More mass demonstrations in Israel as the war with Hamas continues in Gaza. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer.
Thousands of Israelis are in the streets again demanding their government make a deal to bring the hostages home.
Our prime minister is a liar.
Rather than work toward an agreement to release the hostages and bring a ceasefire to suffering Gazan Palestinians, these Israelis accuse their prime minister of stalling.
At the U.S. Open.
She's finally a U.S. Open champion, a runner-up last year, and a semifinalist in each of the 2 years before that. Aryna Sabalenka defeated American Jessica Pegula in straight sets to capture her third Grand Slam title.
I have to work really hard to get it. And in those tough moments, I was just, you know, like trying to stay strong and trying to remind myself that I've been through a lot and I'm strong enough to hold under these pressures.
Sabalenka, riding a 12-match winning streak, becomes the sixth different woman to win the U.S. Open after losing in the final the year before. Erica Herskowitz for CBS News, New York.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants in stock.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Debate over work-from-home rules in Australia.
It was well used during the pandemic, but now some employers want their staff back in the office. However, Australia's employment watchdog, Fair Work Australia, is moving to give clerical workers, in a test case, the legal right to work from home.
It raises so many questions. When's it acceptable for a worker to tell their employee where they're going to work and expect to get the same salary? Who's going to pay for the insurance for the workers who get injured supposedly working from home?
Paul Guerra from the Victorian Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Employer groups plan to fight the move. Scott Maiman for CBS News, Canberra, Australia.
Word from Maine that a wave of odd-colored lobsters are turning up in fishermen's traps, supermarket seafood tanks, and scientists' laboratories over the last year. The colored crustaceans are inspiring headlines and questions about how rare they really are. Blue-hued cotton candy-colored critters are described as 1 in 100 million. I'm Heather Bosch, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
A
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 40s. Sunshine and warmer tomorrow, highs in the mid-70s. More sunshine for Monday and Tuesday, high temperatures around 80. Up to the mid-80s Wednesday and Thursday. Currently 49 degrees.
Oh, nothing anymore. Oh, but I can sing. It's just mine. You can't take it.
Radio Park to Racine's famous zoo, local news and timeless hits.
Mustang Sally. Love and war, all is fair. He's got
cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, come on back another day. I promise you I'll be singing. This old world, she's gonna turn around. Brand new bells will be ringing.
He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown. No such number, no such zone.
Dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown. No such person, no such zone.
Son. And when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we'd go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. See what he was. Yes, he was. Being good isn't always easy, no matter how hard I try. When he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Lord, Lord, he was.
Yes, he was.
How will I remember the look was in his eyes? Stealing kisses from me on the sly. Taking time to
news and timeless hits. WRJN.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. On my YouTube channel, I recently talked to Amanda Klayman, a financial therapist and an all-around excellent person. We talked about how to reduce money anxiety, and her advice was really helpful. She said, unless we have a time to do money, we don't have a time to not do money. Meaning, if we set aside some time to think about and manage our money, it lets our brain stop worrying about money all the time. For example, I have a monthly money meeting with myself, which lowers my money anxiety and helps keep me on top of my finances. If you don't already, set and keep that money meeting with yourself. It'll help your wallet and your peace of mind. Remember what Amanda said, unless you have a time to do money, you don't have a time to not do money. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Paul 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver.
It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on.
Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
My love, my darling, I've hungered.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
getting to the point where I'm no fun anymore.
I am sorry.
Sometimes it hurts so badly I must cry out loud.
I am lonely.
I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are.
Give back it
hard. Remember what we've said and done and felt about each other.
Babe, have mercy.
Don't let the past remind us of what we are not now.
I am not grieving.
I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are.
You make it hard.
Tearing yourself away from me now, you are free, and I am crying. This does not mean I don't love you, I do, that's forever, yes, and for always.
I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are. You make it hard.
Something inside is telling me that I've got your secret.
Are you still listening?
Here is the lock and left of the key to your heart.
And I love you.
I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are.
You make it hard. And you make it hard. And you make it hard. And you make it hard.
You got to lose.
Jay Sparrow. Sing the song, don't be long, thrill me to the voices of the angel ring around the moonlight, asking me, say, she's so free, how can you catch the sparrow? Lacy lilting
and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Ooh.
1 month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow's their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying, she'll be back. But today, again, I've lied.
Oh, I see her face everywhere I go. On the street, and even at the picture show. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her? Oh, I hear her voice as the cold winds blow. In the sweet music on the radio. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her?
Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. There's a massive manhunt underway this morning in a rural area of southeast Kentucky where a man opened fire on vehicles. At least seven people were injured by gunfire or in an accident during the attack. Ann Johnson lives in the area of Interstate 75.
Everybody's locking their door, which in my part of the woods here, we don't usually so much care about our doors. We usually leave them open because we trust our neighbors.